Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
We're getting to the end of Dawn's big stack of notes that she kept from high school, and this is the last one from Matt Maxwell, played by Hall of Fame journalist and broadcaster Patrick Roycey. You might remember in the past, Matt played this passive-aggressive game with Dawn. Oh, I just want to be friends. No, wait, I like you. Oh, wait, I was just kidding. No, I wasn't. No, I'm mad at you because you don't like me back. That sort of thing. It was exhausting and usually led to him saying things like this.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I'm so sorry that I made your life so f***ing bad. Next time I will listen to Josh and Jason. I wouldn't have even wrote you that note if you would have told me you were going to go out with that dang Scott.
Anyway, here he is in his swan song performance as Matt Maxwell, Patrick Roycey.
Dear Dawn, I can't believe what I wrote in that note to you yesterday. I guess it seems kind of stupid.
Spoiler alert, today's note is even stupider.
I mean, you probably didn't want to read the whole thing.
Probably.
I might not want to read this whole thing. I can't believe what Matt Goddard is doing to me. He is mad at me because I told Dustin something he said when I was half gone in the first place.
For those who have been following this saga, Dustin is the super hot guy from junior high that Dawn wrote about in her diary and now has Jason's dream job of being an executive chef for Red Lobster.
He thinks that I had no right to do that, even if he comes into my sister's house and then takes my walkus away from me and says stuff so she would like him. That really pisses me off.
Okay, so we got the pronunciation wrong, but my waucus is actually Nowaucus. Dawn told me she was a Native American girl at Springfield Catholic, and apparently our guy Matt was trying to get with her.
Then about an hour later, my waucus was just about to get in with me, and Dustin walks in. Does that suck or what? Does that suck or what?
That's Engineer Reavers in the background there.
I feel like poop. Oh, well. I guess I will have to try again.
It didn't say poop, but thanks, Patrick.
So did you like my note or not? I know it seemed kind of weird, but I am a weird kind of guy. Listen, if all comes to all, you could go back with Josh. Just joking.
If all comes to all? That must be a Missouri phrase. Or maybe Native American. Thanks, Nowaucus.
Listen to this joke. This guy walked into a bar and said, ouch, get it? Ha, 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 ha. Damn, that's
funny. Okay, this seemed familiar to me, so I looked back. Yeah, sure enough, this guy told this same joke in a previous note.
I have another joke for you. This guy walks into this bar and says, ouch, get it? I hope you haven't heard it before.
Oh, well, we're almost done with this guy.
I have got to start weightlifting today so I can be this awesome basketball player next year. You better get off grounded so you can come watch me play. No. I will try my best.
Ron Howard Arrested Development voice, Dawn never got off grounded.
Let me tell you another joke. This guy walks into this bar and says, ouch. Get it? What a stooge this guy is. I am in a good mood today. This morning when I opened the door for you, I was tired, but now I am awake. Well, I have got to go. Matt Maxwell. And then it says, nice signature.
It really was quite nice. Bye-bye, Matt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. What do you remember from him?
Knowing Royce the way I do, I really wish I could hear more of the outtakes because that man is a master at cursing. And I'm sure he had a few select ones that Rocco couldn't even clean up.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly think it's my favorite. I mean, that's a tie with Ginny from Chicago for me.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Because just to hear Royce's crabby voice along with somebody who I had no idea at the time was really crushing on me.
Oh, yeah. You're a heartbreaker, Don.
You really
that
are.
That poor guy. He was like, I want you, but you're not showing any signs, so I'm just going to do some self-deprecating humor here.
Oh, my gosh. What was he like? Well, he was super tall. He was the math teacher's son, the main math professor at Springfield Catholic. And, he was a basketball player. He was like 6'5". I don't know. And that's about it.
I like that he's like, I'm a weird guy.
God, that's excellent. So thank you to Patrick Royce for voicing those.
You know, McLean, you surprise me every day. There's been times where I've thought to myself, boy, you know, and I've been like kind of nice to you. And I've thought to myself, I hope she doesn't think that I have ill intentions or that there's anything weird going on. I just wanted to be nice to her.
Right.
And now I realize that would be the furthest thing from your mind.
No, I am clueless.
I
am clueless. I mean, MC will be like, that guy was hitting on you. And I'm like, no, he wasn't. And he's like, okay, whatever.
Well, do you acknowledge the fact that MC does, in fact, like you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I do. All right, good.
For sure. Oh, funny. It was good.
Oh, man. Do we know where he is right now?
He's
Maxwell?
He has a family. He has a lovely wife and some kids. I actually am on Facebook with him whenever I get on Facebook, which is very rare. I have a Facebook that's just basically to connect to see...
with us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh. How funny would it be if we call him and play one of these recordings for him?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think he'd say?
Oh, my gosh. I think he would laugh so hard. I mean, I don't know him. It's like, after high school, if you're not in touch with people, they're like a completely different person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank God.
It's like they're completely different. They're not even... When I went to my reunion, the first reunion, like the 10-year reunion... People had changed so much. It was like talking to strangers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really weird.
And well, in college, I mean, the whole thing.